Welcome to AncientFuture.today and our conversations with the Grand Council about current events. Well, hi everyone, it's Megan here, and I'm here with the Grand Council on this beautiful day. It is the spring equinox, the 20th of March, 2020. And we would love to have a conversation with you, Grand Council, about all the things that are happening in the world now. And yeah, just to get some comments, some dialogue, maybe a meditation. So welcome, Grand Council.
Well, we thank you, the Megan. And if you will indulge us, why don't you give us your short summary of what's happening right now? Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think having a global pandemic is bringing up so many different feelings and experiences for people. There are some people who are really enjoying the time at home where it's more quiet. They're maybe spending some time outside in their garden, or they're hearing the birds, or they're not listening to much traffic. And then there are people who are feeling nervous, anxious, some are even panicking. And, you know, there's some concern about loss of income and people losing their jobs, not being able to work, having to care for their kids at home, and they're not used to that. So there's a lot of adjusting and readjusting going on, as well as so many concerns that we normally aren't really involved in. And then, of course, concerns as we hear the news around the world, and our hearts go out to people who are sick or aren't being cared for or have lost loved ones. So there's so many mixed things about this pandemic. So that's what's going on in our world. Thank you.
Very nicely summarized. And do you have any concerns? Thank you.
I feel surprisingly good and peaceful in my heart and in my body. So I don't really have any concerns, which feels really positive. I mean, I have lots of communities that I'm either leading or involved with. And so in some ways, this crisis has, you know, asking me to step up and get all my groups online, and, you know, I have the resources to do that. So we're meeting on Zoom and online and all kinds of things. So my concerns really are to create community so that people feel they can plug into spiritual community and we can raise our level of consciousness together. So I wouldn't call that a concern. I would call that actually a privilege to know that we can meet in these ways. Thank you.
Indeed. And you have an elderly mother that you are primary sibling taking care of. Any concerns there for her or her well-being? Thank you.
Certainly. You know, I've been grocery shopping and gone to get her medication. And yeah, I'm concerned and just helping out where I can. Thanks.
All right. So perhaps the best thing we can do, because of course, everyone who is interested in the what's about the pandemic or about the shelter in place restrictions or about the millennials not taking it seriously enough and then infecting all of their elderly parents and grandparents when they return from spring break on Florida beaches having a wonderful time together. And all of the speculations about the numbers of people that will contract the virus and of those number who will die from contracting the virus and of those number who do not die, who will infect others without knowing they are carrying the virus, all of these things. There are way too many speculations for most people to be able to handle it and still be upbeat and still not worry and still not catastrophize. For it is human nature to worry about things that are not under one's own control. Mm-hmm. It's just a very natural sort of human thing. And so perhaps we can give everyone a meditation of sorts or a relaxation practice, a few moments, mm-hmm. where we can lead you into something that makes sense to you in terms of being able to play it when you are feeling anxious in particular. So if you will go on your chairs, those of you that are lying down listening to this, if you will sit up on your beds, we prefer that you do this in an upright position because that brings your attention to yourself and it brings you out of the tendency to fall asleep when you hear these things. For that is not useful, even though it's pleasant. It is not useful to you for your ownership of learning how to manage your nervous systems. And this is essentially what is happening for those of you who are anxious or worried or nervous or freaked out or panicking or catastrophizing or listening to the news 24/7, which we would suggest to you is really quite masochistic. Just check in now and again. Check in every 5 hours or so. That will be soon enough to catch all of the important things. And if you didn't catch it today, catch it tomorrow, because of course it will still be on tomorrow. And for those of you that are hungry, we ask you to think about who you could call to help you eat. For those of you that cannot pay your rent, we ask you to be proactive and to let your landlords know that you cannot pay your rent at this moment and ask that they have patience with you and work with you so that some sort of something can be arranged when this pandemic is declared over or at least under control of some sort and you are able to work or you're able to meet with your landlord and have those conversations. For those of you with loved ones who are isolated and or elderly or unwell or whatever, we ask you to call neighbors or other relatives and talk with them about how things could be done differently than they are now. We ask you to step out of, in other words, your normal routines and your normal hesitations and your normal ways of doing and thinking about things. And move into an even more collaborative way of imagining that if you could just get your ego to allow you to ask for help and for understanding, and you could just extend the same to everyone else, no matter who they are and what they are asking, that this would pass very quickly and quite with equanimity for all. In a way that humanity is very capable of doing, just not very often requires itself to so do. So that is a different scenario than if everybody hunkers down and keeps their food and their toilet paper to themselves and hunkers down and expects everybody else to take care of themselves and just really pays attention only to their own survival. You see, that is a very different way of navigating through this opportunity. We have heard through the oracles reading and going down different rabbit holes with everything that's going on that in Canada, people have organized neighborhoods and even well beyond neighborhoods to offer information and offer support and offer material goods or shopping or conversations or walking of a dog for someone who cannot do it or who's afraid to go out or whatever. And then those who are requiring assistance are also able to find and be matched up with these good souls who are extending themselves to strangers and to neighbors. So whatever it is that moves you to create something for someone else in terms of ease or support or comfort or material goods or whatever it may be, think outside of your normal box of who you are and who others are and begin to create a "we are in this all together" box. So as you put yourself in a we box, and it can be a box of any size, not a we box, a box where we are, a box where everyone can be, or whomever you choose to be in the box with you. Take a look at how big that box is and how many others, in quotes, are in the box with you. Is it just your nuclear family, just your beloveds? Or is it your known community? Or is it, does it include strangers? Who is in that box with you, in the we and us box? And as you close your eyes and you imagine being in that box, imagine yourself needing support from the whomever is in the box with you. And taking a deep breath and allowing yourself to open to the possibility that you might need support, that you might need consolation. And if this brings up anxiety for you, take that energy, which is just anxiety, is just excess energy, not knowing where to go, and form it into the shape of a heart inside your body. Form it into the shape of a heart. And then color or put glitter or make many different shapes of hearts or whatever you would like to do artistically with your anxiety heart. And then bring it up in your breath and blow it out of your mouth. Do this twice more to bring that anxiety up and out. And one more good sweep to bring all of that excess energy up and out. Now feel into your system and see if there is any more free-floating anxiety about being the one who might need support or assistance or comforting or reassurance. And if more anxiety comes, just do the same. Breathe in and let that anxiety go out in heart shape. And twice more, please. And if you find yourself unable to imagine needing support, comfort, or reassurance, we would invite you to have a look at that after we are gone from your listening pleasure and really ask yourself, why is it that you could not imagine yourself in that position? Have you trained others to always expect you to be okay? Are you the one that has to be in control all the time? Otherwise, you feel at risk, or you feel dumb, or you feel worthless, or you feel as if you're not doing your job or taking your part. If you were in a rowboat that had 12 oars, could you row that boat on your own? Could you row it enough to keep all 11 of the other rowers going in the boat without them having to help? Not in a minute. It would require most of the 12 of you to move a boat that would carry 12 passengers. So if you are a person who has always been the captain of your own rowboat, and you are the one who always maintains that you can do it for everyone, including yourself, this may be an opportunity for you to learn to position yourself with others, especially in a situation that some are calling a crisis, others are looking at as an opportunity, a rare, in fact, opportunity for the world to recalibrate and reset, slow down, take a look at whether listening to the birds sing is more important than buying a new car or making that extra meeting for a day before you go home to see your family, or whatever it is that occupies humanity's interests these days. And then we'd ask you to see what it is and really look at the honesty of how you are spending your time in this precious moment. For these moments too will pass. Well, you will be back at some routine of some sort that is different than where you are now. And we would ask you, what are you doing with your one precious life in this rare, unexpected opportunity to do something that feels good for you, to do something that might feel good for others, to learn something new, to listen to new input? Or are you on those websites that talk about doom and gloom and hate and isolation and separation, and that some are superior to others and others are inferior to others? Or what kind of diet are you taking into your brain? And are you eating compulsively because you're afraid of starving and dying due to starvation? Or are you really honestly not eating enough and afraid or ashamed to ask someone to give you food, to call a food bank and see what the provisions are for your village or your city or your county? Are you afraid to let your family know that you are struggling? And if so, why? And could that be just ego, or could it be that they really won't help you in a crisis? Perhaps your neighbors will if your family won't. This is a time for unconditional giving, receiving, and asking. And most human beings that we know and that we are aware of are not good at all three. Some are very good at giving, often with conditions. So if you are a good giver with conditions, perhaps you could learn to give without conditions, meaning without expectation or without assuming someone else must give you something in return someday because you've given them something. Or some people are very good at receiving, and some would call those people very selfish or narcissistic or consumptive or immature or whatever the judgments might be about someone who has a good receiving muscle built. And others, most of you cannot ask for what you need because of whatever it is that is the social norm that prevents you from developing that muscle. So we would suggest this is a rare opportunity for humanity, no matter what your culture, your socioeconomic bracket, the color of your skin, the way that you worship or don't, to learn to give, receive, and ask unconditionally for what you need and what others need. And then when everything turns around, which it will do eventually, there will be a whole new way of interacting with each other than there is now. There will be a new balance and a new sense of connectedness. So please disengage from the things that are dirty, that you take into your minds, that create anxiety, that cause you to think in narrow ways or bigoted ways, or we are starting to call it all dirty, dirty ways. And as long as we are on dirt, take a look at your physical environments. How long has it been since you've cleaned your flat or your home or your car or your yard or your garage or your attic or your basement? Or if you are homeless, how long has it been since you've actually washed your sleeping bag, if you're lucky enough to have one? And is there a way, if you can, that you could start to clean your environments? Many of you have grown accustomed to a very high level of disorganization and dirty, physical dirtiness or dustiness or mold or many of those other things. Most of you who are aware of it come up with excuses for why you can't do it. It costs too much, it's too arduous, not enough time. Well, some of those excuses are starting to look a little old and a little wan. Clean it up. Clean up your act. And then when it's time and things start turning around, you will have a platform that supports you to move in different ways in your milieu with other people who hopefully have done the same, where you have donated whatever it is that no longer works for you. If you haven't used it, why are you hanging on to it? Donate it in clean and repaired order. That will keep you busy if you do not know what to do in these times. So whenever your anxiety starts to get the better of you, do the breathing. Take a look. Am I ingesting both mental, physical, and spiritual clean and healthy things for me, nourishment for me? Or am I using my mind in stupid ways right now, as I often do when I'm not thinking about it? How am I spending my time? For this time is rare. It will not continue indefinitely. And so look at it as a gift if you can. And if you are worried, breathe out the worry and then begin to build the muscle by asking and receiving and giving, all in balance if you can. And so we ask you to open your eyes at your own pace if they are not open now. To breathe in one more deep breath with your eyes wide open. To look around and see if what you are looking at pleases your senses. Does it smell good? Does it look good? Is it beautiful? Is it orderly? Is it clean? Is it happy? Is it supportive of you? And if none of those things or any of those things are not true, then we invite you to get busy and create an environment that supports you, if it is under your control to be able to do so. And if it is a joint sort of environment, then invite others to be part of what it is we are suggesting. You may be surprised at how much of your anxiety can be transformed into worthwhile activities of these natures. And then celebrate this very special time that you have. Again, yes, there will be concerns about food, about paying your rent, about earning your paychecks, etc. And you will find, if you just will, that you are far more resilient and far more creative about how to get through something like this when you work from an energy that is not anxiety, worry, fear. Raise your levels above that of the virus and conduct yourselves as the masters we know each and every one of you are. So, the Megan, have you anything to say before we take our leave? Thank you.
Only thank you so much. And I certainly hope that everyone enjoys what you've given us. Lots of food for thought, as always. Filled with gratitude. Thank you very much, Grand Council.
As always, it is our pleasure and our honor to be of service to each and every one of you. And until we have the pleasure of being in your company again, in whatever ways we are, we ask you to go with our blessings and to really treasure this moment in your lives as something extraordinary. And for now, we bid you adieu.
Your journey of mastery continues with ancientfuture.today.